This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 360. What's up with finding information in paragraphs?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn the strategy for one of the most challenging IELTS reading questions, how to find information in paragraphs. What's going on, Jessica? How are you doing today?
Listeners, I'm sorry if this seems like old news that it's snowing here, but I'm sorry. This is like the biggest thing in my life right now. I opened my door to take my dog out this morning, and there was literally I'm going to say at least 6 inches like piled up against my door. Like this,
jeez,
it's like living in the mountains again or something. It's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. I bet Ozzy had a good time playing in the snow.
He loves it. Dogs love the snow. They like roll around and take snow baths and
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I think it's that like wolf ancestry coming through.
Probably, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you go back to the way they evolved as animals, I mean, they were playing in the snow, I'm sure, and running around in packs. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts. How are you? How's Boston treating you?
Boston is good. I'm getting ready for an awesome trip to Peru next week. So that is exciting. Got a lot of stuff on my mind planning the trip. It's going to be crazy.
Oh my God. That's so awesome. Oh, I can't wait to hear all about it. And I'm sure our listeners are looking forward to it too.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a trek up to Machu Picchu. So let's see how that goes because I'm not in the best shape right now, but I'll do my best.
Winter is rough for that, man. Trying to exercise, and it takes all the extra time to like actually go to a gym because you can't like exercise outside because your fingers will fall off.
That's right.
It's tough.
It'll be good. It'll be awesome. I'll tell you about it when I get back.
Awesome. Okay. We had a question from a student in our Facebook group, which is prompting another addition to the course. We've done some sort of sneak peeks into the bonuses that we've been adding. We've been really active with the course the last couple months, just sort of fine-tuning and adding stuff according to feedback, right? Like how some questions are becoming more common, for example. So at the time we made the course, this question type was not as common, but as it is becoming more seen, more likely on the test, we're going to add like a whole new lesson to the reading module just about this question type. So students in our course, stay tuned for that. Everybody else, there are some tips today on this unfamiliar question type. So there's everybody knows matching headings to paragraphs. We've talked about that before. And this is it looks like that question, but it is not. It says, which paragraph contains the following information? And this seems really hard because
this sounds interesting.
Yeah. Because like we know, we've talked about this, that headings, they should be easy to find because they are main ideas, and main ideas are in the beginning or end of the paragraph, right? So you know where to look. You save time because you know where the answer should be.
Right.
But this one, these aren't main ideas. So these are really specific examples and details. So the advantage here, you guys, what saves you time is in these questions, there are really specific keywords that are very easy to find. Okay. So that's the easy part. However, it will take a little bit of extra time to find the answers because there's more places to look. So usually, guys, the details and examples are in the middle of the paragraph, right?
Okay.
But that's not true for all of these statements. So basically, guys, what you have to do is follow the strategies, really strictly for the other question type. So you save time and then you have a little bit of extra time here. So you underline the specific keywords. These keywords are easy to find, you guys. And then you just go paragraph by paragraph. All right. So you go paragraph A and then skim the paragraph, go back to all the keywords you've underlined and try and match something. So you just have to read a little bit more, but I promise you it is easy to find these keywords because they are so specific. Hello, guys. If you are ready to get into our course that has brought so many students nines, yes, that's right, nines on their reading exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, you just need a system to do it, right, Jessica? Yeah. You need to do it every time the same way. And then the next piece is practicing, making sure we're getting practice with this question type.
Exactly. And as I said, these questions are more common now, so you can find them in practice tests for sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see it on test day. So I would say this is one of the more difficult question types. I would put this in the same category as like true, false, not given, yes, no, not given, as far as these questions are a little bit harder. You are going to have to spend some extra time on it. So that means you have to practice it more as well, right?
Absolutely.
We did an episode a while back, a couple months ago, about working backwards. Do you remember talking about that?
I actually don't remember that. Which episode was that? Do you remember? I don't remember that.
I remember choosing like a super cool picture for the blog about like a gymnast bending backwards. But anyway, this is a technique, a preparation technique that I would recommend for this question type. So, if you go back to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, excuse me, it's episode 312, how to work backwards to get a 9 on IELTS reading. So I'll link to this in the blog post for this episode as well. Is this episode number 3?
This is episode,
360.
360. Yep, you got it. You got
360,
it.
360, that's huge.
I know. We have a lot of episodes out there, guys, in the iTunes store. I mean, you could really binge on them.
Oh, totally. And we highly recommend that you do. And then leave us a review in iTunes about what you liked, which episode made you laugh, right?
Yeah, we also need your questions, guys, you know, in iTunes, or you could leave it on our blog. Let us know what your questions are about IELTS. That's really important for us.
Yeah, now that we're into the 360s, right?
We need more.
We need some topics, guys. I mean, not that we would ever run out of stuff to talk about, because like that's not going to happen. Okay, so working backwards for this question type will be very beneficial, you guys. Same as yes, no, not given, true, false, not given, and matching headings to paragraphs. These are the most challenging questions. So what you do first, don't try and find the answers. Okay. Go to the back of the book, get the answers first. All right. And then this is working backwards, right? You start with the answers and then you analyze them for where the answers are in the paragraph, which keywords are matching. And you're going to see how specific these keywords are and how easy it would be to scan for them, to find them.
I love that idea. I love that idea. And in our power hours, Jessica, do you guys ever work on this particular strategy of working backwards?
I recommend it. Yeah. If the student is having difficulty with certain aspects of the question type, basically if you are just mind boggled with any question type, listening or reading, then working backwards is where you have to start. And you know, this is true also for writing and speaking. So working backwards here would be like reading model essays first, right? Looking at the answers first. Go to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. listen to some of my sample speaking answers, right? And then yes. work backwards from there. Try to get the high scoring elements of these models and then practice using them yourself or producing them yourself.
Right. And ultimately, across the entire exam, we are working backwards. We're working backwards from the scoring system, right? And what the yeah. examiner's looking for.
Yeah. yeah it,
on the meta level. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all of the activities we give you, all of these recommendations, it's all working backwards. It's all starting with what does the examiner need to hear or need to see to get a 7 or to give you mm-hmm. an 8, right? And then yes. we focus like specifically on those requirements.
Love that. Love that. Ooh, okay. So our listeners here should couple these two episodes together, 312 and today's episode, which was 360. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. These would be two episodes to binge on back to back. And then you can practice this in your own preparation. So yeah, for sure. Like, this is a difficult question type. Yeah. They're not all easy. Like, they're not all sentence completion and table completion and these like super fast ones. Matching headings is super fast, right? But of course, like, it's a test. There's going to be hard ones. So focus on the step by step strategy and work backwards first, and then it'll appear easier to you as you see that, like, there aren't a lot of paraphrases or parallel expressions in this question type. These are like exact matches for keywords.
Okay. Got it. And if you guys still have gaps in your mind, if you're a little bit confused, not completely sure, and you want to do this in a more step-by-step fashion, you can always get into our course where we give you guys that daily study plan and we tell you what to do each and every day.
Yeah. And this is, this is one of the most valuable things from our course is, it's these extra activities create this culture of thinking, give you ideas, give you vocabulary, give you structures and authentic English. But at the same time, working this new knowledge into the test. So you're using it, you're practicing it and applying it to each part of the IELTS exam. So it's all connected. Yeah. It's all finely crafted into the goal of getting you high scores.
Love it. Love it. And to do that, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to jump in there now. Very cool.
Awesome.
All right. Jessica, this has been good. I'm glad we went to this question type because we got to tackle the tough stuff here for our listeners. That's why our listeners keep coming back to listen to us. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, not a lot of teachers tackle this question type because it is that difficult. So yeah, this would be a good thing to test your IELTS tutor on. Ask them the three step strategy for how to answer this question type. That'll be a good test.
No way. Yeah. And you got to ask the questions to your IELTS teacher. Make sure they know what they're talking about. That's important. Very cool. Totally. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day getting ready for your trip.
I know, getting everything together, make sure I find my passport and all that good stuff.
Oh, that's important. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll see how the preparations are going.
Okay. Sounds good. Right. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.